This is Capital Access. I'm Sue Lincoln. Garrett Graves has completed nearly a quarter of his first term in Congress. So what does he think of the new gig so far?
You know, candidly, it's one of the most frustrating jobs I've ever done in my life.
Graves addressed the Baton Rouge Press Club Monday. One reporter asked the 43-year-old freshman if he thought his 86-year-old opponent could have handled it.
For the record, 87. I'm not going to say anything bad about Governor Edwards. I was very much impressed by his wit and how sharp he was. I think that the pace can be as aggressive as you want it to be.
Graves has taken a cue from Edwin Edwards' main campaign theme and is seeking solutions for traffic problems in the Baton Rouge area.
We've actually brought down the chairman of the Transportation Committee, Bill Schuster.
Of course, it doesn't hurt that Graves sits on the House Transportation Committee, but he says Schuster was impressed with our petrochemical industries, river, rail, and pipeline systems. The same could not be said of vehicles' ability to cross the Mississippi River on Interstate 10.
Dow, for example, has had to run their own ferry from Plaquemine, shuttling some of their employees across the river. That's not right.
Graves says he's inquired about funding for a new I-10 bridge.
Because there are not earmarks in Congress anymore, our ability to come in and say, hey, we're going to earmark X dollars for a bridge, those are practices of the past.
Graves expects passage of a new federal transportation bill later this year, which could contain programs and funding to help alleviate the near-constant bottleneck of the I-10 bridge at Baton Rouge. For Capital Access, I'm Sue Lincoln.
Support for Capital Access comes from Southern Strategy Group, governmental relations, strategic planning, and public relations in Baton Rouge, and Louisiana Farm Bureau Federation, supporting Louisiana agriculture through education.